Hey guys.
Hello. It's Alicia and Meredith.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yes.
Via phone.
We're in two different states, so we're making it work this week.
This coronavirus really trapped us. So sorry if the sound quality isn't up to date. Things happen. We're making do.
We're trying here.
Well, Meredith, it wasn't a boring episode.
No, I texted Alicia halfway through it and was like, I don't hate it like I thought I would.
It wasn't bad. Well, whatever. Well, you guys can find us on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Tons of other podcasts to listen to, so go check it out. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and review. We have no new reviews. Sad.
We want a review.
What else are you guys doing? You guys are trapped inside your home.
Plenty of time to review this podcast now.
It really helps us. It really helps people find us. It really helps people, you know, listen to us more, and then we'll maybe get more reviews.
And we just want to know your thoughts. If you hate a section, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. If you want us to do more fun segments, we can think of them.
Our coronavirus coverage was solid last episode.
But you know how I said I wanted, what was it, like 25 review or ratings?
Yeah.
Since last week, we got 3 new ratings.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah. I'm assuming they're 5 stars because no one else left like a review. I think if someone really hated us, they'd leave a review, but
that's true.
Whatever.
What if I was like, I just went on every family member's phone and rated us, those 3 are me.
I did that, too, so if I did that before.
All right, next time. Tomorrow I'll do it.
Oh, good. I can't wait. We're going to have so many. Well, we are not mixing it up. I guess I could pour myself a glass of wine, but it's all the way over there.
I'm mixing it up.
Are you?
Oh, heck yes. I'm with my family. I told Alicia this earlier that I'm at my parents' house, and there are 9 humans living in this house. We have 6 adults, 3 children. It's a lot. Drinking is a must.
Oh, I should have mixed it up. Maybe I'll pour myself a glass of wine really quick.
I have a nice seltzer from Aldi. The lime flavor is pretty delish.
Ooh. Well, Meredith's mixing it up, so I'm going off my adrenaline from the workout I forced myself to do in my living room.
Beautiful. That'll do it.
Also, with all this time on your hands, you guys should totally post in our Facebook group more and start conversations. TV recommendations or movie recs we'll take.
Yeah, Chris was talking about a new show on Bravo that he's just started. Yeah, I think it's a Bravo show. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I've never heard of it. Family Karma.
Yeah. I think it's about it, so don't come at
okay.
me if it's not.
Well, it's fine, but he said it's really good. He totally recommends it.
Yes, we'll take all the TV, television, any self-distancing, any social distancing hobbies anybody is doing, we want to know because we need recommendations.
We're bored. We'll respond. We're not doing anything. All right. Ready to get into the episode, Meredith?
Yes. Tell me what happened last week.
Okay.
Previously.
Because it's not important. Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Brittany and Jax are getting married. I feel like that has been a previously since last year, but they're finally going to do it.
It's finally here.
Max and Dana broke up. Dad. Carter is going to come to Kentucky for the wedding, and
obviously,
Stassi, Katie, and Kristen maybe aren't friends anymore.
Definitely aren't friends anymore.
Ooh, I guess we'll see. All right, should we start at the Kentucky Castle?
Heck yes, it's finally the wedding day.
The day of the wedding, they're getting married.
To be honest, wedding day buildup will last longer than the, I bet, this coronavirus.
my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that insane? This is going
least it's
on
over.
Forever. Yeah.
Like, at least it's over, though, so we don't have to spend our coronavirus having them build up a wedding.
That's true. That's a good point. We didn't have to spend this terrible time while building up for the wedding. Thank you, Bravo, for timing this correctly.
Yeah, woo! everyone's waking up for this wedding. Lance Bass is here, but I didn't... Does he stay in the castle, or does he, like, not stay in the castle?
I don't think so. I think it's just the bridal party, because he walks in, and he's like, hello! And I'm like,
that's what I was saying.
A bit early.
But, like, I would want Lance Bass. I don't know. If I was Lance Bass, I probably wouldn't want to stay in the castle. But if I was Brittany and Jax, I would want him in the castle with me.
Now, the more I see this castle, it doesn't look as big as it seems.
I think there are different wings.
Oh,
I think they're
true.
Just, like, in one wing of the castle.
We'll have to add this castle to our research trip. We're going to go to L.A. Looks like we have to go to Kentucky now.
To Versailles. How funny would it be if I asked someone for directions to Versailles?
Oh, my God. My mom started watching the beginning of this episode with me. And I was giving her a little bit backstory on, like, Brittany being from Kentucky and, like, this wedding venue and Versailles and the whole nine yards. And my mom was like, you know, she's from southern Indiana, like, really close to Kentucky. And she's like, you know, a lot of people in Lexington do have a lot of money. I'm not shocked that this venue exists. And I was like,
oh, my God. Well,
interesting,
who knew?
Maureen.
Katie talks about how Lance Bass was her NSYNC member. I loved that.
Yeah, it seems like
so
licked
funny.
The poster.
Oh my God, but didn't we all do that?
I never had posters growing up, but I can totally see this.
Never? I had like a Zac Efron poster, I had a Josh Hutcherson poster, Taylor Lautner, and I was like, when like you and your friends were messing around, they'd be like, you like, oh, are those your crushes? And you'd be like, yeah. And I would like kiss the poster. And you're like, oh, I love you, Zac Efron.
Oh man, no, never was a poster girl.
So before phones and computers, we just licked posters.
Oh man, what a life we lived.
The groom, Jack Taylor, he's super hungover, but his body's making him move.
Yeah, he's working overtime because he spent so much on this wedding. His body knows he needs to get moving.
He's so cheap. Like, I cannot stress
enough
how cheap this man is.
I was thinking about that the whole episode, the amount of times he drops either how much he spent or that he spent a lot of money. And, like, he complains about it. It's not just like, I need to really enjoy this day since I spent so much. It's like my body has to move because I spent so goddamn much.
I know. Like, it happened so many times that I was in shock that this man... he has such a large value.
I know.
Money-wise,
like,
I don't understand.
Well, to me, it's like, buddy, you're like 40 years old. You've saved your whole life for this at this point. Like, you've got a lot of money under your belt. Imagine if you were 21, like these kids coming out of college getting married. No offense to anybody who got married.
No offense, but don't do it until your brain's fully developed at 25. So.
But also, like, you're 40, you have plenty of money, and you're on a reality TV show.
I know, you're fucking fine.
Yeah. But better off is Brittany's mom and Mama show up.
I know, Sherry. Sherry
oh,
and
God.
Mama.
Mama is awesome. I love her.
Oh, Mama is so cute.
I know.
Rip Mama's beer cheese.
Brittany or Jack posted a picture on Instagram with the Mama's beer cheese in, like, a container.
Well, again, I feel like we've been waiting forever for this. And now's the perfect time to drop it because there's no food anywhere. So, like, everyone would buy Mama's beer cheese.
And that's probably so shelf-stable.
Yeah. Oh, I keep it through the whole coronavirus.
It's
for the next
very
2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. What else is happening? We're all getting ready.
The girls are getting ready. Yeah.
They're
Katie
steaming her dress.
For hours. Oh, my God. I cannot imagine doing that.
This is outrageous bridal shit.
Also, why didn't anybody do it yesterday?
Because they were all getting drunk.
I guess.
They were drinking.
Yeah.
That appearance that they had at that weird bar.
Oh, God. I forgot about that. Yes. But Lala is also getting ready. She's putting makeup on Mama.
Yeah,
she's going to make Mama look like her.
Yeah,
she's like, I won't make you look like me. And Mama's like, please let me, like, I want to look like you.
Oh, my God, it was so cute. I was like, same, though. Same, though. Get me to look like Lala.
Lala's so cute with people's family members. I really appreciate it.
I do, too. Kristen and Sheena talking some shit about Katie and Stassi. They have bad energy.
Yes. Oh, my God. I loved it. And Sheena thinks that Stassi or Katie are definitely going to say something to Carter, which I agree.
Yeah. But, like, isn't this when Carter shows up and Kristen's why is he here?
He's like, in the parking lot.
But, like, why did she invite him to the wedding if every time she sees him, she's like, oh, no, why is he here? Because you're his only friend, Kristen.
No, I think she was shocked he was there that early. Like, think about it. They're all waking up and getting ready for this wedding. That takes hours. That he shows up at, like, 9 a.m. and the wedding's at 3.
I think he was, like, lost. Like, he's just sitting at his Hilton hotel, and he's like, all of my so-called friends or, like, people I know are at this castle.
Yeah, that's
true.
And he texted Kristen. Yeah, that's true. Even Beau's, like, staying at the castle because of Stassi. But Carter does not get the same privilege of being on the inner circle.
No, absolutely not. Sandoval is the best man. He's getting Jax's shirt together. He's like, I got your cufflinks and your shirts right over here.
Yep, so I got everything ready for you.
And his tampons came in handy.
Oh, my God, I saw it. Did you see Schwartz posted a picture on Instagram after the episode? He, like, took a picture of all the supplies Sandoval brought, like hairspray, deodorant, literally everything you could have, like, thought of, like a lint roller.
He should be a wedding planner.
Yes, everybody was prepared.
This man's amazing. Like, I can't.
I want him at my wedding. My mom said she loved him, and I go, Mom, don't worry, he's from St. Louis.
Yeah, hire him immediately.
Like, there's my St. Louis moment, Mom.
Randall's missing. But no fears. He's in bed with Beau.
I loved it. I love that Lala is like, what do you mean Rand is missing? And then they go in and Beau and Randall are just like cuddling in the bed.
Just like talking about guy stuff, you know?
I know.
He is so funny. And Lala like barges in and he's like, what? I'm sorry. I didn't know.
She's like, what are you doing? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I
can't believe you. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like,
this makes me love Rand so much. This episode, I'm obsessed with him. He's the
best. 100%.
Thank God he's in this season, because this season sucks.
Oh, I hope we get more Randall and Lala. I would just love to see their home life for a little bit.
I know. I don't think we will, though. I hope we get their wedding.
I don't think we will. Oh.
It's because of his kids.
True, but a wedding would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, see.
So then we have Lance practicing for his being his minister, like whatever role, and Lisa helps him.
Her accents and impressions of these people, so fucking funny. When she
tell me
did
everything
Jack,
I need to know. Yeah.
She did Jack, I nearly peed myself.
Oh, my God. It was great. It tells me exactly what she thinks about them.
So funny. I absolutely loved it.
I love all the guest impressions.
Oh, same. All the guests start coming. We obviously know there's some famous guests. And I know that the Summerhouse crew, like the twins and Stephen McGee, went to this wedding. Or maybe it was just Lauren who went. But they didn't show them.
I know.
Maybe they're not on Bravo anymore.
If we paused it and, like, listed the crowd, I'm sure we would have. But I wish they would have, like, done a little, like, tally up of the Bravo crew just because it'd be nice for a little crossover.
It might be because Lauren and Steven don't do Summer House anymore, that they're not really, like, Bravo celebrities anymore.
Yeah.
Schwartz is freaking out. He's just not handled to be a best man.
Nope.
No,
he is not.
Jax brings up his mom not texting his godmother.
This is so dumb.
Of course she's not going to text your godmother. You didn't invite her to the wedding.
Yes. He's so selfish. It's unreal. It's like he's pissed that his mom didn't text his godmother. But he didn't invite her, so, like, she's at home probably sad, and you're pissed that she didn't text somebody else?
Yeah, so she's supposed to be like, hi, I know I'm his mother, and I was totally uninvited, and you're walking him down the aisle instead of me, but, like, hope the wedding goes well? Like, the fuck was she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
FaceTime me later? Like, what?
I can't. I, like, literally, I hate him.
And also, like, what if she did text your godmother, and your godmother just didn't say anything?
Also, what if, I bet if the godmother did say something and be like, hey, Jax, your mom texted me, Jax would be like, the nerve. The nerve that she would just text me herself.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's exactly it. He would totally be pissed that, like, he's just pissed no matter what about his mother. Like, no matter what
he's
she
a
does,
victim.
He's
a victim. All
I'm so over this, like, mother thing. And I wonder what his godmother thinks. I, like, so wish we would have had, like, a moment of them actually talking to each other about this whole scenario.
I actually, in this moment, thought about, and I was like, I'm assuming the godmother is, like, a sister or, like, a close relative of the mom, you know?
Especially
and
if
the
mom's supposed to be testing the godmother.
Yeah. I would, like, if this was my sister, I'd be like, you gotta work things out with your son. And if Jax was, like, my nephew or something, or my godson, I'd be like, you need to text your mom. This is so fucking outrageous that, like, this family is so fucking torn apart over something so stupid.
I'm still curious if his sister is in the same boat as him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to interview her. I'd love, like, just a 5-minute quick interview with all of Jax's family. Like, do you speak to the mother?
Yes, let's get them on video chat for the reunion. We need more answers.
Have you reached out to your mother yet?
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for Andy just to be like, if you were that bitter, I hope he does.
But I love how, like, Lance, like, is talking to them, and then he goes, I'm really excited about your day, whatever. Like, but more importantly, should I wear glasses during this or not?
Do they make me look smart?
Yeah. I'm like, Lance, thank you for the comedic relief this whole episode. You are amazing.
I want Lance Bass energy.
We didn't get the other pastor because Lance is hilarious.
Oh, my God. He's great. He's great.
Maybe he should go into the wedding business.
He should, and he should start charging, because I don't know if he charged Brittany and Jack.
Oh, probably not. He's too nice.
So then we have Randall walking up to the Toms and being like, hey, Schwartz, I told you to text me. Of course, why would we text Schwartz? What? This best man shit. Oh, my God.
He's the perfect scapegoat, though. Like, of course reason Rand was late.
Yeah, like, I'm sure Tom Sandoval was like, why did you not text me or tell me to text you? You know Tom Sandoval would have been on that shit, but I'm sure Jack made it very clear.
The best man is on it. He would have been on it. He just didn't know that's what he needed to do.
But Jack made it very clear, I'm sure, that Schwartz is number one best man. So everyone turned to Schwartz, and look how that turned out, Jack.
Yeah.
Actually, everything went fine, but Sandoval
well,
was a true champion.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Sandoval wasn't at this wedding?
That girl would be bleeding through her bridesmaid dress. No one would have deodorant.
Everybody would be sober.
Never turn up.
Rand wouldn't have made the wedding. Everybody would be sober because the traveling bar wasn't there. It'd be terrible.
Oh, I know. It's 100 degrees out, so, like, even though that girl's dress is saved, everyone else is a
miserable
mess.
Yeah, it looked horrible.
Bo was struggling so bad.
I felt that he
so
said
bad
his man. Ass was like a swamp.
It was so gross, but I was like, no, I get it.
I can,
like, I can
see
only
the
imagine.
Pain. And Sandoval's handing out umbrellas.
Oh, my
again.
God. Amazing. But that would be one of those weddings where I would show up in, like, cute little dress, you know, because I know it's going to be a little hot, sit down on that chair, and I would just be like, this was a bad idea.
Yes.
To warm pants, like, immediately.
I mean,
I've been, like, pants too.
Is there a standing room only area that I can just stand
yeah,
for this?
Me. Also, do we have towels anywhere?
Yeah. Can I put on my bikini and watch this from the pool?
Honestly, oh, my God. Jax enters.
Yes.
With his godmother.
His godmother.
Jenny.
My mom at this point said that his godmother was wearing a very similar dress that my mom wore for my sister's wedding. And my mom's like, pause it. Like, I need to see this. And I'm like, oh, my God, Mom. Like, calm down. And she goes, yeah, very similar dress, but I'm pretty sure I wore it better. I'm like, holy shit, Mom.
Your mom's roasting Jenny the godmom.
Yeah, I'm like, calm down, honey. Like, just a dress. You wore your dress, like, 2 years ago, and it was your daughter's wedding.
Sheena and Peter, really quick, side note, they walk in together. I'm having my Sheena and Peter moments really quick. They were shown a lot together. Sheena and Peter, baby. Sheena and Peter 2020.
No. We're going to do 2021 because Stassi and Bo are 2020.
That's true. Sheena and Peter 2021. Brittany.
It has to be quick.
Brittany looks amazing.
I actually do love this. I think the whole aesthetic of the wedding is really great.
Yeah. Decorations, great. Dresses, great. Colors, great.
Yes.
Hair, great. Like, it all looks fantastic.
Yes. Even, like, in the evening, like, I loved how she, like, changed up her looks and was, like, different without, it didn't seem like she was being obnoxious, though, by, like, in quotes, changing her dress, because it was all the same one. It's just, like, different pieces came off.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. I loved it. Go, Brittany.
Yes.
Ariana.
Lisa was talking about how Jax is so different. Like, whenever, like, Jax is walking down the aisle, Lisa's, like, talking about how Jax has changed and everything. And I'm like, but has he?
I chose to ignore this and not even, like, give it any attention solely because I was like, we have discussed this already. Lisa in previous episodes has been like, yeah, he's changed-ish, you know, like, but not enough. And now she's like, oh, my God, he's the most changed man in the world.
Yeah. Like, now that, like, he's actually made it to the altar.
Like, no one thought he was going to be here.
No. I don't think anybody did.
Ariana tells Sheena to lower her flowers so she can show off her tits.
Flowers down,
awesome.
Tits out. Yeah.
If
solid,
you guys
Ariana.
Follow on Instagram, oh, my God, what's his name? Danny. Oh, he's on Watch What Happens Live a lot. Hang on, I'm gonna find it. Danny Pella. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Yeah, he made ASMR of.
Oh, he did.
Ariana being like, "Hey, put your flowers down so I can see your tits." It was so funny. He does that a lot with Vanderpump scenes. He'll make ASMRs out of them, and they're really funny.
I love it. Oh God. Well, Brittany's walking down the aisle, so of course Jax is crying and. Best man is coming in clutch again with the handkerchief.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's so good. I love Cannibal.
Like, hey, handkerchief, here you go. I'm like, wow.
I love Cannibal.
You're killing it.
I love him. He's going to be at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I hope. And then we have their vows. Can we take a minute to talk about these vows? Both of them reference Friends and Hooters.
Yes.
They have two things in common. They watch the same TV show and eat wings.
Which, I guess that's more than I thought they had in common.
But, like, I could fucking marry anyone then. If those are the only two things I could have in common, I don't necessarily like Friends that much, so, like, that's a problem. But, like, anytime they want it, I love wings. Like, we all know Jax is going for the boobs.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
I like chicken wings.
I was shocked that he did write his own vows. I didn't really think that that would go that well.
Oh, I know. It turned out okay. It was just, like I said, a lot of Friends and a lot of Hooters.
Yeah, just like this episode. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but it's not like
it
I'm
weird.
Proud of it.
I'm not proud of it. I hope they look back at this and they're like, yeah, that was weird. Are two things in common?
No, I don't think so. Because did you see that Courtney Cox like sent him a video message and like said came out from their wedding? Yeah,
fucking
barf. She had like Instagram stories and like tagged him in it. She was like, "I'm so happy for you guys." Like da 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 da, and he was just like, "Oh my God, this didn't
barf." Courtney Cox,
the attention.
You're too good,
Courtney Cox. Yeah.
The most exciting part of the wedding happens next. Did Schwartz lose the ring?
For a second.
Fucking again. why did we not give Tom Sandoval the rings? And then he could have, like, slid them to Schwartz really quick, you know?
Isn't
like,
how
just
funny
like a,
this is? Jax is so petty, he's willing to let Schwartz lose the ring to make sure
he's
Sandoval
like,
does not have a role.
I'd rather, I would rather that Schwartz just does it. Or doesn't
yes.
do it. I don't know. Whatever.
It's pathetic.
Well, we have, like, many breaks throughout the episode of this wedding. I swear to God, every time I was, like, starting to get into the wedding stuff, like, I was like, oh, okay, immediately it would be like, we're going to Sir. And I'd be like, okay. And then I have to restart.
I know. I, like, was getting a little tripped up because I kind of assumed this whole wedding or this whole episode was just going to be the wedding.
We were just, like, taking breaks, I felt like. Like, it was a good way to, like, transition, maybe. Because we never
yeah,
saw Brittany and Jax, like, walk out, really. We just saw them, like, right? I don't think so. I don't know, actually.
We saw them, like, walk down the aisle, but that was it. Because, like, Brittany almost tripped. Do you remember that?
No, I was making lunch during this part because I really didn't care that much. So it was like I was
oh,
half
God.
Paying attention. It's fine. I took good notes.
Yeah. I mean, this was a long episode.
Yes. So then we go to Sir. Brett's a vegan. That's all I learned from this. Oh, and Charlie's dream wedding is to do a drive-through Vegas wedding. Drunk.
I mean, this is almost better than her never having pasta.
She's so fucking... Do you just get the, like, the vibe that she's just so fucking dumb? And she, like, doesn't know how dumb she is. But
I
she's,
just, like,
so
she
dumb.
She really confuses me. Like, how have you never had pasta, but your dream wedding is, like, in Vegas? Like, something so cliche that you've just, but then you're not, like, you've never really come across, like, how did your parents never serve you pasta as a child? What is Kraft mac and cheese?
I love a good Kraft dinner.
Okay, side note for everybody, Alicia and I used to be Kraft taste testers.
Oh, my God.
We worked in the same building as Kraft Heinz, and it was the highlight of my professional career.
We would get emails, and it would say, like, please sign up for this taste test, and it would tell us what we were taste testing, and we'd always
yeah.
message each other and be like, are we signing up? And we'd sign up for our own little slot. We'd always go
yeah,
there
like,
and see Janine.
Whatever you're available. Yeah. Oh, my God, Janine.
Janine, our little taste test lady. She gave us our samples.
Janine. If you're listening, we miss you.
Oh, my God, I would die if she was listening. But
I
it was
think
so much
finally
fun.
I know how much we love her.
Ugh, obsessed. I even won an Echo Dot from taste testing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like I was
good
a big winner. Because we would get, what was it, like the raffle ticket?
Oh, yeah, yes.
And then they would do a raffle and I fucking won.
But I mean, honestly, the highlight was just the snack.
But we never got, like, Kraft mac and cheese. Like, I was always just like, I hope this one's mac and cheese. And honestly,
well, they handed it out that one day to get people to sign up.
Oh, that's true. But, like, there was, even when you left the company, they didn't really send out any more taste tests. It's
oh,
like
really?
Janine knew. I was so sad. I'd always be like, Mara, we got, like, maybe one or two taste tests from that moment.
The trailer was
so dumb.
Janine had to shut it down.
Janine just knew. Oh, so good. Man, I'm hungry now.
Well,
let's go to
Tom-Tom. Tom-Tom, yeah. Max is working.
He's telling some server about his relationship drama, and he seems
yeah.
kind of sad. Like, he's kind of devastated.
I know. I feel bad for him.
I do, too, because I do think it was everyone else getting involved.
I know. I think he's sad because of the way it went down. Not that, like, they broke up, but, like, because Dana let the servers, like, get into, like, her head.
Yeah, and, like, he even said that he really opened up to Dana, and she still didn't believe him. Like, I'd be really sad if I was Max, too, then.
I know.
You believe Danica over Max?
I know, Danica. What the fuck? Ugh, she's the worst.
Well, let's go to Kentucky.
Yes. So, like I said, I really appreciate this decor. But the better part is that Lisa confronts Katie and Tom about not legally being married. Because, if
oh my
you
God.
Remember, Stassi ratted them out last week at the like rehearsal dinner.
I love too that she's not even really Repman Schwartz. She looks at Katie and she's like, "How did you let this happen?"
Yes, because it's basically like, why did you let Tom be in charge of this?
Why did you let this kid play with fire? Honestly, yeah. Like, anytime Tom's in charge of anything, everyone's like, that's like giving a kid car keys and telling him to go drive. Like, just don't do it.
Speaking of
so
terrible
funny.
Drivers, let's go back to L.A.
Oh, my God, that was such a good...
Danica, Raquel, and Dana are all hanging out, and they're at, like, a restaurant. I guess Raquel probably ordered a drink, and Danica goes into why she can't drink.
I laughed so hard. So she got a DUI recently, probably when she was, like, fighting with her ex-boyfriend who wanted to have a threesome.
Yeah, but probably has to be, like, her third DUI then.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, but every time she gets in her car before she starts it, she has to blow into a breathalyzer. And if it's clean, then her car will turn on. And then every 15 minutes driving, she has to blow into the breathalyzer.
Yes. I actually, like, my best friend in college, her sister's friend had one of these and had to, drove from Kansas to California. She actually, maybe this is Danica. She moved to California. And so every time she stopped her car, she had to, like, restart this process. It was just, like, the nightmare. And I think you can only drive so far before you have to turn off your car and, like, restart it all. Because she had to stop often.
Weird.
I cannot imagine having to go through this process. I would Uber everywhere.
Same. I don't think I would fucking drive
not
at all.
Not even because, like, I'm drunk. It has nothing to do with the alcohol part, to be honest. I would be so embarrassed to do this in front of people.
Also, it looked like it was a big fucking thing in her car.
Yeah.
Like, we saw it. We saw her do it. And I was like, that's noticeable.
Yes, they have to, like, install it in your car.
It's so funny. Danica, you suck.
Oh, God.
So, Raquel talks about James. She doesn't want to make excuses for him anymore.
Or have to, like, come rescue him from, like remember Pride?
Oh, God. But, like, the part that melted my heart was she was talking about how when she moved to L.A., she was really scared to make friends, and, like, she already has trouble making friends. And then it, like, shows the scene of Lala yelling at her, and she's like, my friends didn't really end up okay. And then she's like, it feels good to finally have people I could talk to. And I want to be like, Danica's not your friend, Raquel. Don't trust a bitch.
I mean, but it's like, better than, like, having people scream at you.
That's true. At least Danica will just, you know, shade you to your face really quick.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm shocked she's not trying to break James and Raquel up, but I guess James isn't, like, a hot commodity to...
I have a theory.
Danica wants to sleep with Max?
Yes, I think she has tried to sleep with Max, and Max denied her, so now no one gets to sleep with Max. And that's why he doesn't really like Danica either.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to be one of those people now that would be like, I never tried to sleep with Max. He's gross. But, like, who do you say that about? Like, you have to really have an issue with someone to be like, that person's disgusting. You should break up with them. Blah, 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 blah.
Especially for it to be, like, one-sided. It's not like they dated and, like, broke up and hate each other because, like, Max would say bad things about Danica, too. But Max is just like, all she's doing is, like, spouting all this stuff about me. Don't believe her.
And the only time he's brought Danica up has been to be like, why is Dana believing Danica over me? Danica needs to mind her business. It's not even like previously he's been like, oh, I hate Danica. But Danica has previously been like, I hate Max.
Yeah, with no reason.
I think she got denied.
Interesting. I like that theory. I'm on board.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dana talks about the Max situation. And she thinks she's made a mistake.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
I do too, because I do think she, like, jumped the gun a little bit, but at the same time, if you're dating, like, a womanizer, I can see where you would. Like, I get it.
The way she explained it is that, I guess that girl, Adrian or whatever, the girl from last week,
Adriana or something?
Yeah, she saw Max and that girl at a restaurant called Jones, and I guess there's two restaurants called Jones in L.A. We'll have to see when we visit. But one's a place you take, to, like, a girl to hook up with her, nice Italian place. One's the day after, maybe, or just friends, or the ex place where you're trying to break up with somebody, which is the brunch place, which is where Max and this girl actually were.
Yeah, so, poor Dana. But...
And
Danica has her own opinion.
Yep. She doesn't see the difference between the Italian place and the brunch place.
She thinks that, yeah, you could take your girl to an Italian, or, yeah, a side chick to an Italian place to, like, hook up with, but then the next morning you take them to this brunch place. She thinks it was, like,
agree?
A post. No.
I don't think so either. I think brunch is so casual. That's the perfect place to meet up with someone just to chat and then be able to leave.
Yeah. And I think dinner, fine. Sleeping together, fine. But then that's, like, a lot of hours to, like, be together.
Especially if you're, like, dating.
Yeah. And as someone who, like, hates seeing people the next morning, I'm always like, I'm going to dip. Like, I don't want to grab anything with you. I don't care if we're in love or what. Like, that's just a lot of time for me.
I'm like, it's 6 a.m., I gotta go.
Also, it may also be pointed out that Max and Dana were not exclusive at the time that this happened.
Yes, I think that's a big difference.
Yeah, I agree. And Danica is, like, really going into Dana. She's like, you can't go back to him. Don't do it. And Dana's basically like, hey, Danica, shut the fuck up. Go blow into your breathalyzer. How about it?
I know. It's like she's like, Max is definitely a bouquet of red flags, which I appreciated that description. I thought that was a pretty clever one. But I love how Dana is, like, shocked how judgy, like, Danica is. And she's like, you shouldn't be so judgy considering your little car situation.
And then she looks at Raquel and she's like, I love that for her. I do.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, my God, I love Dana. So funny.
She's the best. I can't wait for her at the reunion. I think she has lots to say.
Oh, my God, I kind of forgot these new people are going to be at the reunion.
Yeah, I'm wondering if, like,
she's
going to
get her ass
really
handed to her.
I know, but, like, okay, who do you think is actually going to be a part of the reunion? Because Charlie, Brett, and Danica aren't really full cast members. I would think that they would just be brought out for a little bit, and Danica would obviously be brought out for this type of conversation.
Yeah, I don't really know, but hang on. Do you remember when we did, like, episode 0 where we just kind of, like, talked about new people or whatever?
Yeah.
I remember. Here, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. So Dana, from what I read before the season started, so it had to be after the season was shot, she doesn't get along with Jax and Brittany, but she's really tight with Stassi, Lala, Katie, and Kristen, and she's friends with James and Raquel. So that's probably going to, even if people go in on her, like Danica, I think Stassi might come through.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of, like, leave her alone, it's her own choice, like, side comments about it.
Oh, but then I'm going to be like, I freaking wish that they would just do that for Raquel.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for Raquel. Not fair. All right, we are back in Kentucky for the wedding reception.
No, actually, this was really entertaining.
Yeah.
And we start out with
a sighting of Chef from Southern Charm, which I love him. And I think it's so funny that Jax is like, we have a lot of things in common. And I'm like, yeah, you actually do, except for the fact that, like, Jax actually got married.
I'm sure they met a long time ago, and they were like, dude, we should go fuck some chicks. And then after that, it was just 100%. All over.
It was like, let's go pick up some chicks in New York. I'm sure they just happen to be there.
Oh, 100%. We also see Logan.
Yes! He's sitting with Carter at Carter's table. I loved it.
Oh,
I was shocked that he was invited. Logan, not Carter.
Same. Oh my, but like also why is Carter here? But like Logan. James is Logan, Lala's Logan.
Yeah.
Now I guess Brittany's Logan.
He's clearly moved on. Yeah. He's clearly moved up in the friend group ranks.
Yeah, but also if I remember, Jax like yelled at Logan before when Logan was friends with James.
Yeah, that's true. It was I think it was at Pride a few years ago.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. Logan's at their wedding. Woo woo.
Yes. But Jax is talking about how it's crazy that Kristen fought so hard for Carter to be at this wedding, yet she's not even really talking to him or near him. And Jax is just all because of what the cost of the wedding.
Oh, my God. We could have saved a whole plate.
Yeah, what, like $100? Oh, my God. So dramatic per usual.
Also, I'm going to assume Carter's not complete scum and he brought a gift. So just calm down, Jax.
Oh, good point. But also,
you'll have your $100 back.
Let's say Kristen didn't bring Carter. She still had a plus one. She probably would have brought someone else.
Yeah, like, I don't, whatever, Jax. Sorry about your $100. He ate some mashed potatoes that you paid for. It's fine.
I did think it was funny that, like, Bo got to be at, like, the head table with, like, Stassi, but, like, Carter's not allowed. Like, they are clearly allowing Kristen to, like, they're kind of entertaining the thought of Kristen bringing Carter, where it's like, all right, fine, he can come. He's not staying at the castle, and he's not allowed at the main table.
But he's there. That's all she asked for.
Well, I mean,
she just shouldn't have brought him, maybe.
So whatever. Logan,
let's move on to a better couple.
Like, Stassi and Bo.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for them to get married.
I know. This is cute. I'm talking about getting engaged. I really love it.
I know. I love when Stassi's like, are you saying we're going to get married?
I love that.
He's like, I can't be tamed, baby. Like, calm down. And she's like, when's the wedding? Like, she's foaming at the mouth for the ring.
Yes. And it's like, she's like, okay, I want to have this conversation, but I'm not going to let my dark passenger ruin this wedding.
I feel like I'm about to go dark passenger on Bo. I know he's already proposed, but I want to be like, propose already. You know, like, I just want it to happen.
Like, it's exactly the same way, like, Stassi talked about in that podcast, where it's like, Bo let nothing slip. And, like, Stassi thought it was going to come, like, later on, so they were just going to get pregnant instead.
I know. Hilarious. Good thing they did, though.
I know. I can't wait for this proposal. Better be the finale.
Oh, I cannot wait. Schwartz gives his, like, 17-minute-long best man speech.
My God.
And it was so inappropriate.
I know. I was shocked. I mean, I guess not that shocked, but I was like, oh, my God, how cringeworthy.
Like, I get wanting to do this, but this should have been something for, like, a bachelorette or a bachelor party toast or something.
Yeah.
Like, at the wedding, your parents and grandparents and family members are there, and we don't need to hear about how, like, Jax is fucking everyone or, like, smoking weed.
Yeah, and I was also thinking, like, I've written a speech like this. Like, when my sister got married, I was, like, the maid of honor, and so it's really hard to write one of these speeches because you have to make it somewhat funny, but if you tell stories that only you guys get, it's not funny to everybody else. So these were just, like, inside jokes for their group, so it's not fun for anyone. Plus, it was way too long.
Yeah, it was bad. But
I love that they, like, do the cheers, and then the best part of the speech was when Schwartz goes, wait, I just realized I have a little more to say.
Everyone's like, get the fuck out.
Also, did you notice Sandoval did not give a speech?
Yeah, they should have just had Sandoval give the speech. Honestly, he would have done better.
Yeah, and we didn't see I wonder if he did give a speech because we didn't see any of the maid of honor or matron of honor speeches either.
It's fine. I'm sure no one from Vanderpump gave the speech, so they were like, we're not going to film it. But whatever. I enjoyed, though, watching Schwartz roast Jax for a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I love a good roast. It was like that time that Brittany's mom was in town and they did the roast of Jax. And Brittany's mom was, like, less than thrilled that this was the man her daughter was dating.
Yes, because that was after the cheating, too.
Yeah, oh, my God, it just got better. Oh, it was so good.
Poor timing.
Really quick, another Pete and Sheena sighting.
Oh my god!
They show them
for
like a split second, and it's so cute.
God.
I just love it because they're like sharing rooms and they're walking down aisles together. And I think in this one, he was like sitting, and she was like around him, hugging his like shoulder neck area. And I was just like,
oh god.
Do they hook up? Like, I just want to know if Peter and Sheena have ever hooked up.
That's a good question.
I just want to know. I just want to know, like, because they seem like it, but also like they could just be super platonic friends.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what he's with.
Types of friends were like that close,
but they're also like not close enough that we get
yeah.
like Sheena Peter friendships, you know. So like I think it would have to be like a hookup thing. I don't know, I'm very curious. I just want to know all about Peter and Sheena.
More questions. Well,
I'm gonna buy
answer.
A cameo for your birthday.
Oh, God.
And I'm gonna
yes.
put in there and be like, can you confirm or deny?
Well, we get the father-daughter dance, and this
yeah.
is so sad because
oh
Lala,
God.
I mean, Brittany and her father are having a beautiful moment, and Lala's talking about how she realizes that she will never get to have this moment at her wedding, which is, like, really sad to think about. I think a lot of people forget how important, like, your, I guess not many people, or people don't really forget about it, but you don't really remember that, like, if you haven't lost your parent, it's not something you think about during those times.
Yeah, but Randall is so freaking cute.
Oh,
he's comforting
how
her.
He handled this. Yeah, it
yeah
was
he
like,
did it really
he
well.
He wasn't, like, trying to get her to stop or, like, ignore it because he didn't want to deal with her feelings. He, like, asked if she was okay, told her that he loved her, like.
Yeah, he didn't want to make a scene out of it either because, like, I'm sure Lalo just needed to, like, get it out really quick.
Yeah.
And, like,
and he was
you know.
Tearing up. Like, the fact that Rand was tearing up because he, like, loves her so much and knows that, like, that's going to be a really sad moment for her.
Are they engaged at this point?
I don't know. That's a good question. I should have been looking at her hands.
I, like, just kind of thought about it, but...
I think so.
Because
they've been engaged for a while.
Yeah, and I would assume that she's super extra sad because,
like
she's about to have a wedding.
I
you
think
know,
so because at, towards the end of the episode, she makes that comment that she says, like, oh, I'm getting a lot of ideas and a lot
oh,
of things
yeah.
I know I don't want. So
oh,
I
yeah.
think they are engaged.
Okay, cool. I love this. I'm really excited, you know, about this. I think Randall's really growing on me.
I really like him. He is the mature 40-year-old that we don't yep. have in Jack.
Well, and
like,
Bo's in the middle
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, I was about to say, Bo's great because he's not the worst, but he is kind of childish.
Yeah, he's like the friendly child, though. Like the
yeah,
Schwartz
yeah, yeah.
childish.
Just like, yes, yeah.
Like a
like
loser,
that,
but
really,
we love him.
Yeah, like their humor and like just, you know, some of their actions, you're like, okay, you're not 40.
Yeah. And then we have, like, this Kristen and Carter talk.
Oh, my God.
Kristen, okay, so they're talking about allergies. Or something. Like, this is so uncomfortable for everyone. They're talking about allergies, and Carter said something, I took it kind of jokingly, where he was like, how long have I been telling you that you have to, you know, something with your allergies?
Yeah,
and Kristen's
I
like, Kristen kind of lost it a little bit. Like, she's like, you're always telling me what to do. You're so we're both controlling. And I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I was like, I actually didn't think that was going to turn like that. I thought that was, like, in a sense, him trying to be a little caring to acknowledge, like, oh, yeah, like, you're going to have to take
I told you.
For that. Yeah, like, I don't
like,
know. I
like, something I would do with my good friend.
Yeah, it's like, I can only tell you so many times, like, to fix this, the only way is meds.
Yeah, I don't know. And then she's like, you just texted me yesterday and said I was selfish and unkind. And he's like, you were at the moment. I'm sitting there like, where did we go? What is this conversation? I don't understand. Maybe Kristen was being selfish and unkind at the moment.
Like,
I don't know.
Context. I feel like when Kristen and Carter talk, we don't really get true context of, like, what is actually going on because they didn't film the thing they're actually fighting about. So it's like,
even the Bravo editors
yesterday.
The Bravo editors are just sitting there being like, okay, we're just going to piece this together best as possible
yeah.
to make it make some sort of sense for everyone.
Well, like, we didn't even get, like, an interview to explain this. And, like, to be honest, if all you got was a text that said you're selfish and unkind, and to be honest, it was probably the fact that he thinks she's being selfish by just doing the wedding stuff and not hanging out with him, and he's alone in Kentucky. That's my interpretation. Then, yeah, I would kind of be pissed. If I was in Carter's shoes, I'd be like, I'm sitting here at my Motel 6, bored as hell.
He's at the Hilton, but I get it.
Oh.
Kristen's just really sad that she's, like, this 40-year-old single friend, and even, like, Jeff Taylor, you know, got married. Stassi's gonna get married. Katie's already been married forever, you know, and she's just, like, this single friend, and she has this thing, and it's not working out, and she thought this thing was gonna be her happily ever after, and it's not, and she just can't get past that. But, like, I'm not 40 yet, but as someone who's, like, pretty single right now, like, I don't wake up every day like, oh, I wish I had a boyfriend. I should call my ex. It's more of like, I can make my own happy ever, whatever, you know?
Yeah. I know. Maybe that's why it's so hard for her to, like, leave Carter's, because everybody else is getting married, and she thought she would be at that point after 4 years with him that it's like, well, if I let this go, I'm losing all this progress. But, like, you're not going to get married anyway. Yeah.
At this point, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, you're wasting more time now.
Just get out.
Yeah. Oh, God. Kristen literally is being left behind. All these people are going to get married and have kids.
You know what? She doesn't even catch the bouquet.
Oh, my God. That was the best. I love Brittany being like, I'm aiming for Stassi because she's ready for it. Like, who thinks about throwing their bouquet like that?
Brittany does, because she doesn't want the drama at her wedding. But no problem, her cousin catches it.
She needs the fairy tale to be complete. She needs Stassi to catch it, because she's the next getting married.
Oh, yeah, it'd be perfect then. But no, her cousin, who's 18, caught it.
Oh, God, I think that's worse than Kristen catching it.
It's fine. I don't think she's getting married anytime soon, but also, I think people in, like, nowhere Kentucky get married sooner than people in L.A., so... I don't know.
Maybe this 18-year-old, probably 19-year-old now, is probably engaged. You never know.
Ooh. And then there's sparklers. Fun fact, one time I burned my hand on a sparkler.
I don't think that can be considered a fun fact.
Why isn't it fun? I was a little kid, and I got a sparkler. I was, like, little enough where I didn't know, but, like, old enough where I should have.
Yeah,
like, my dad was like, you dumbass. Yeah.
Oh, God. I was thinking this happened, like, last year.
Oh, no. I was definitely maybe, like, 7, where it should have clicked, but it didn't for some reason.
Yeah.
And the sparkler went out, and I just, like, wanted to, like, grab the other end for some reason to hope it would keep going all the way at the bottom.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the top, and I was like, oh, my God. And my mom was like, Jesus Christ, we have to deal with this.
She's like, I hope my other children are smarter than the first.
But one thing that wedding didn't... Thanks. One thing that wedding didn't have was Hooters.
Oh, but we got it.
This was so fucking weird. Like, I liked it because I love chicken wings, but, like, so fucking weird.
I mean, I liked it because it made for great television for me to judge them, but, like, what? You, like, have Hooters girls lining the entrance to the after party? What is happening?
It was so weird. I'm with Lala, where it's like, I have a lot of ideas I would have want, and, like, no Hooters girls, though.
Like, love the, like, glass tent, hate the Hooters girls, and like she said, like, boobs out, like, asking you if you want ranch, not the style I want for my wedding.
What they should have done, if Jack wanted real bang for his buck, they should have ordered Hooters for the next day.
Oh.
Everyone's hungover, and you wake up to chicken wings, I'd be like, hell yeah, I'm in.
Or just, like, order them in. You don't need to have the girls. No wonder this wedding cost $100,000.
You ordered Hooters girls?
Yeah, you have, like, 20 Hooters girls just there.
It's fine. You want to know why? Because Sandoval is the most fun dancer at this after party, and I could not love him more.
That was amazing. He is totally living out his boy band dreams. Like,
he's meant to be in a boy band. He's meant to be in one.
I want NSYNC. It's NSYNC, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
I want them to get back together. And like you said, Justin Timberlake's busy, so like Tom Sandoval can just slip right in there.
Oh my God, I loved it. I loved it. I think Tom was really, truly living his best life. Ariana did not even mind. She was like watching him, just like, okay, babe, do your thing.
Yeah. I kind of love like when a dance floor is pretty lit with just drunk people, though. I think it's so funny.
Same. Oh, I love it.
Weddings are great.
I can't wait. I hope none of the weddings I go to this summer get canceled because of Corona.
Oh my God. I know so many people have to shift theirs.
Oh, I better
or
not have
maybe.
To. I'm so
they're like,
excited.
They're like later in the spring, early summer, and it's like, oh, yikes. I'm like happy a lot of the ones I'm going to are in the fall.
Oh, I have one end of June and one end of August. So I think the August one will be fine, but the June one I'm like so excited for.
Oh,
oh.
God, that'll be okay. I have my birthday in late June.
Oh, I know my friend's birthday's next week, and she's like, I'm going to be quarantined.
I would literally die. I would break quarantine for my birthday.
You're one of the problem people.
Listen, it's my golden birthday.
Oh, my gosh. 25?
25 on the 25th.
Oh, you're so old.
I know. I'm so excited. This is the year, I think.
You feel
once
it, 25?
Once Corona's over, this is the year.
Oh, God. Well, wish
maybe
you all
that's
the best.
It. It's a Corona-themed party because Corona is golden.
Oh,
wrap
Mary
up the year. Wow. You know, we can just do a FaceTime party if it's
Mary
really that
it.
Bad.
You really hit
wow,
the nail on the head there.
I mean, this second idea of a party might be better than the party bus I was planning.
Yeah, this is definitely better already. I love it.
But anyways, back to the meat of
we're
the
going
episode.
To stir.
Yep. James is dropping off Raquel for her shift.
So cute. He's going to a party, but he's not going to drink.
Nope, he drove, so he's not going to drink. Do you think he drank?
What?
Do you think he drank at the party?
No. I think he genuinely feels bad. I think this is the beginning of his 9 months sober.
I agree, because I think he's one of those people who, when he starts, he can't stop.
Yeah. And since he was driving and he promised Raquel, I think he genuinely is like, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's, like, slipped up after this, but, like, this is his first, it seems like it's his first chance to prove he can do this.
As long as he can get home without getting one of those DUI machines,
God.
I think he's a winner already.
Yeah, let's be honest. Danica's the new low of this show.
The new alcoholic. How come no one's yelling at Danica about drinking?
Yeah, I mean, like, she honestly beat out James and Kristen for being, like,
the drunkest mess.
The worst. Yeah, just being the biggest mess. Because at least, like, Jack is a mess in his personal life, but, like, he can, like, he keeps his life a little bit in check. He just, like, sleeps
well,
around.
He just sleeps around.
Illegal about that.
Charlie and Dana talk. We find out Dana doesn't really like weddings.
Yeah.
And
which,
Charlie's like so funny. Like she's so stupid.
Oh God. I mean, Charlie literally just said she wants a drive through Vegas wedding, so
classy. Dana says she's gonna talk to Max. The next day, she regrets breaking up with him. Charlie doesn't think it's a good idea. But
nope.
Max has got a big old dick, so.
So, I mean, that's the draw.
I love that Charlie said something like, I don't understand what Max does to girls. And Dana just goes, his big old dick.
Yeah. I was like, that'll shut her up. I mean, now she may be interested. Maybe that's his next victim.
I know. Charlie left. She was like, goodbye. And I just
yeah,
wrote
well,
Charlie
I mean,
stuck.
In her interview, she's like, I mean, I may be the youngest, but I'm clearly not the dumbest. I don't think talking it out and saying, hey, I jumped to a, like to a conclusion and, like, breaking up with you so quickly, like, I'm sorry I did that, is really being dumb.
Also, if Charlie rewatches this, I hope she knows she clearly comes across as the dumbest.
Yeah, because Dana's always been very open and, like, says, like, I know exactly who he is. Like, I'm making my own decisions. Like, I hear what you're saying. That's not dumb.
Yeah, and if she genuinely thinks she made a mistake, she should go back and explain, and then the ball is in Max's court, you know?
Yeah, get it off your chest, girly.
We go back to Kentucky then. Sheena is grinding on a bald guy who she eventually makes out with.
That was amazing. I love that she was like, I love being a bridesmaid. Like, da-da-da, like, goes into it all. And she's like, especially when you get a hookup with a groomsman, I'm doing what Kristen should be doing.
I know, I love that. I'm doing what Kristen should be doing, but instead Kristen's chasing Carter around the castle.
Which, like, I appreciate it. Like, if you want to hook up with a groomsman, go for it, honey.
Oh, well, hot ones for me.
Yes.
Like,
oh, my God.
Do it, Sheena. Sad it wasn't Peter, though.
Also, who do we think that guy was, like, in relation to Brittany and Jax?
I have fucking no idea. He has to be one of Jax's dudes.
Like,
he
from
has to
Michigan? Is that where he's from?
Yeah. He has to be one of Jax's dudes, because just looking at him, he did not scream Kentucky. He screamed anywhere but Kentucky.
That's true. Good point.
Stassi's in a man's shirt. And they
and
went,
her, like,
they went from
jean shorts.
Oh, hilarious. They went from wedding to hillbilly.
Yes,
like, straight
I thought that
up.
Was hilarious. Stassi is, like, so drunk. You can tell she's, like, trying to twerk, I think. I don't really know, but she's,
oh,
no matter
what
she's doing, she's not doing it well.
But she has a moment of realization that that could have been her. Which, yeah, just,
oh,
I was crying.
How insane. It was. I
the
love that they
footage.
Gave us that interview. Yeah.
The footage where she's like, yeah, I think Jax and I will get married. And she's like, oh, my God, I regret everything.
Yeah, don't listen to any 21 or 23-year-old.
Oh, my God, it was so funny. We are so happy that Stassi and Jax did not.
I
know?
Love that, like, Bo was like, I'm so happy Jax sucks.
Yeah, I'm so happy Jax is an asshole.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, if Jax is, like, just a slightly, like, better person, maybe didn't cheat on Stassi as much, I think they would still be together.
If he didn't fuck that waitress in Vegas, where would we be? We would have never gotten Frank.
Wow.
We would have never gotten all the fights. The Cristal would still be here.
Oh, wow.
We probably
wouldn't
have gotten Kristen and Jack.
That's true. We never would have gone to Versailles.
Well, we can all live without that. Oh, my
no
God,
Kentucky
just thinking
Castle.
About it, we
Brittany
might
would
have
not be
gotten
on the show.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I'm
still
in Vegas.
I'm stuck on that we would never maybe have gotten Kristen and Jax, because I think that night that Stassi drank his Cristal and kicked him out, Jax went to sleep at Tom Sandoval's when he lived with Kristen, and that's when they watched Drive and hooked up.
That's
and
true.
So,
good point.
Oh, my God. I am so happy that Jack sucks.
Wow. Life would be so different.
Well, gee, God. Speaking of Jack sucking, there's a cash bar, which is, like, fine, I guess. It's your prerogative.
This is, like, the after party. So, like, it's just like if you went to a bar afterwards.
Yeah, it's not the reception. It's literally, like, the Hooters Lounge.
Yeah, it's,
and
like,
so
50 people.
Jax is losing it because he bought, like, 60 bottles of vodka, and they're not there, and people are paying for vodka.
Yeah.
And he's yelling at anyone that looks at him, like, I had all this vodka, I spent all this money on this vodka, and people are paying this, ugh. And Tom Sandoval very calmly goes to ask, like, the wedding planner. And he's like, Hey, can I go grab the bottles of vodka that were all over there? And the wedding planner is like, sure. And Tom Sandoval saves the day, and he tells Jax, and Jax is like,
how you handle it.
Oh, my God.
Jax does nothing. Jax is like, oh, thank, like, doesn't even say thank you. Just is like, okay, cool.
Like, also, this should not have been Sandoval's, it should not have been his responsibility. But Schwartz is too drunk.
You go. Figure it out. Go grab the alcohol yourself. You know exactly where it is. Or tell your wedding planner, because, like, that's their job.
Well, like, also, though, I'm going to think about if I was a bride. I would get so hammered that I would have no idea what's basically happening. But then I would expect my, like, maid of honor to kind of take care of things. And Schwartz, but Schwartz was so fucking drunk, he got dragged to bed by Katie later, so didn't even matter.
It's just, like,
and
weird, because, like, nobody brought it to Jax's attention. Jax just, like, walked up to the bar and saw that, like, people were swiping their cards and, like, just got pissed. Like, nobody
complained. And then Jax gave a rating on Sandoval's Best Man, a B- or C.
And he goes, that's passing, so what do you want? He was the fucking reason there were no bumps in the road. And when there was a bump in the road, the 60 bottles of vodka, he went and fucking got them for you.
I literally, my jaw dropped because I was like, this man was handing out umbrellas in your 90-degree weather. I wouldn't have even thought about umbrellas.
He gave you a handkerchief. He gave that girl a tampon. He brought a mobile bar to the rehearsal. Like, he's the best.
I can't. Anything else happened here?
If Jax would have said, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give him a B+ because I'm still upset about what happened, that would make sense to me. But he's just, like, trying to be a dick to be a dick.
He's just trying to be petty and rude.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I love when Brittany goes, we beat the odds. And I want to be like, you shouldn't have to beat the odds. What, you beat the odds that, like, when someone cheats on you, usually people break up.
Yeah. Like,
but you guys didn't.
Why do you even say that on your wedding day, too?
We,
like,
beat,
why are you thinking
odds
about that? Yeah.
I don't know. But everyone has to be out by 11 the next day because Jax doesn't want to pay. This is, like, our first look into, like, what's about to happen the next morning.
This is the best. He's like, we got to get everybody up right now. I'm not paying.
Wait,
for
first
this.
We go to Tom Tom.
Like, yes. I mean, and that's all we get. It's just, like, Jax being cheap again.
Oh, yeah. He's like, we have to go. But, okay, really quick to Tom Tom. Max got a breakup tattoo, and I was cracking up because my first breakup, I got piercings.
Oh,
like,
man.
Fight it. And it did not help anything.
I love that Dana goes, I haven't seen you for one day, and you do this?
And Max is like, it's my breakup. No, you didn't say that. But I was like, this was his way of feeling the pain a different way.
Well, Dana apologizes for the mix that happened, which I thought was pretty big of her to be like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, this happened. And Max, he's mad that, like, she let everybody get to her, but he's happy she apologized for it, which I think was pretty nice. This conversation wasn't bad.
No, and Dana does say, like, she wants to be with Max, and he said he needs time away, and now Dana's sad, but, like, the ball's in Max's court.
Which I think is, like, this could have been a lot worse. Like, I expected them to get back together, but, like, I think he, like, said it pretty well. Like, I just need time because I don't want to keep having to defend myself against all the Sir girls, like, talking shit about me. So, like, is she going to believe him again? Like, what's the point of this and that?
Yeah. I get it. I completely get it.
But I was shocked whenever she asked if he had feelings for her. I was shocked when he said, I don't know.
I think he's just super hurt. Like, I think it's just one of those things where he's like, I trusted you to trust me, and you can't. So, like, I don't know how I feel about you right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. We get, like, sneak peeks in the future, so we'll talk about that when it's still to come. But really quick, we go back to Kentucky one last fucking time. Hopefully we never come back to Kentucky.
Oh,
Jax is, like, room service. Oh, my God.
Knocking on every door. Get up. You have a lot of stuff you need to pack here.
We have to be out by, he's like, you have 26 minutes. And everyone's like, why do you get us super drunk and then tell us to check out is like 11 in the morning?
That's kind of a crazy checkout time, I feel like, for a wedding venue, like, hotel place.
Yeah, you'd think they'd give him, like, a little pass.
At least till noon. Like, calm down. You kind of want these people to get fucked up at your venue the night before.
Yeah. But he knocks on Kristen and Sheena's door and finds those two in bed with Carter. They didn't
I
have a threesome,
like,
though.
Yeah, Sheena being like, Did we have a threesome? Of course. No, what is this, 2007?
It looks like she made eye contact with a producer that was like, what? And she's like, no, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
This
is so weird. I hope Sheena spent the night in
the bald guy's
room and then just had to come back in the morning for filming.
Same. I hope so, too.
Had to have happened because there's no way they all three slept in that bed.
Yeah, and Kristen said that her and Carter hooked up. So, like, was Sheena laying there next to them? I don't know.
Maybe she was holding, like, a camera.
She was just such a good sport about it. Maybe she was in Peter's bed.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But then we just have Jack yelling at everyone that he's super cheap and, like, can't afford the rooms or something.
Yeah, and, like, Brittany's just, like, shrugging her shoulders. And he's like, don't shrug your shoulders. Like, I'm not paying for this shit.
Oh, I love that.
He's like,
I'll
get the bill.
Yeah, he's like, I want to see the bill before you pay it. And she's like, okay. Sheesh. Like, she's like, duh.
Like, what are you going to do, Venmo? Request everybody and be like, you were 2 minutes late on checkout?
Oh, my God. He's so annoying. But that's luckily how the episode ends. We'll never be back at first sales, hopefully.
Yes.
But we have still to come. Oh, my God. So I think this was the middle of the season.
I agree.
So we have these notes are kind of sporadic, but like we're gonna. So is the scenes. So Lala fights with James.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi, Kristen, and Katie all fight. Brittany and Jax are married. Duh, but like that was
finally mentioned.
Everyone's dancing and crying. Dana and Brett.
Oh, wait, I don't think
did
I
you
watched
watch
this all the way through.
Oh, my God, yeah, Dana said something like, I would have never tried again with Max if I knew I had feelings for Brett, or something like that, and I was like, oh, ew, Brett's
oh, my God,
like,
I definitely saw the beginning part, and I think when everybody's dancing, I think they're in Vegas because Katie and Tom finally get married legally.
Oh.
But maybe. I think I fast-forwarded because I thought this episode was an hour and a half because on DirecTV, it showed an hour and a half, but there was that Watch What Happens Live thingy afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nope. Dana and Brett get together. There's a scene of them making out.
Crazy.
Like a little clip it. James needs help. He's, like, talking to Lisa about needing help for rehab or soberness.
Right.
I don't
say,
know.
Like, you can't force people to, like, get help. Like, they have to ask for it. So I believe he's finally at the start of his I guess we're at, like, 10 months now.
We get Bo proposing.
Yay!
Schwartz yelling at Katie. Something like, this is why I don't even have sex with her. She sucks. Or something so...
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh my God.
I need to go back and watch this.
It looks like Sheena does porn or, like, some sexy photo shoot of some sort. And she's, like, crying that this isn't where her life should be. It was super weird. I was hoping you'd watch it because I was like, is this porn?
Oh, my God.
Danica is, like, yelling at someone. Stassi makes Bo choose between her or Kristen. And in that clip, it was like, it seems like you're going to go home with Kristen right now or something like that. And I was like, ooh.
Weird.
Sandoval and Jax getting another fight. Brittany and Jax getting a fight. Stassi and Jax getting a fight. Jax doesn't know if he's okay being married. And then there's a great quote by, I don't know who said it, but Jason is gone, Jax is back.
Oh, beautiful.
You have to go watch it. What have you been doing?
Oh, my God. I thought there was more in this episode, and I'm thinking, like, what more could we possibly get?
Mm-mm.
I messed up.
Okay.
I'll watch it and I'll try and comment my thoughts in the Facebook page. So.
Okay. Well, we have some Facebook feedback. Our girl Mary Kate came through right away, and she says, "Oh my God, so much happened this episode, but all I can think about is Brittany and Jax's vows. I was cringing so fucking hard. They were so tacky." They mentioned friends and Hooters, like, and I'm like, yeah. When I read that, I was like, that is my note exactly. Like, friends and Hooters, question mark?
She goes on to say,
all I thought was like, oh wow, they wrote their own vows. I'm so proud of them.
The fact that they could write.
Yeah.
Mary Kate goes on and says, like, this is the promise you're making to your partner for the rest of your life.
I promise to eat Hooters with you and watch Friends. Well, wow. What are they going to do since Friends is off Netflix?
Oh, divorce. I'm sure Courtney Cox sent a divorce.
They probably have them on DVD.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't get over it, haha. Sorry if my husband said anything remotely like that. It would be grounds for divorce. Damn, Mary Kate.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if that stuff was, like, scattered in there with real stuff, I get it. I get the Friends part because, like, Brittany's so psycho-obsessed with it that it's like, I finally found someone who loves it as much as me. It's, like, an okay phrase. But, like, I'm going to need something, like, about why
tell me you
love
me or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, not like I finally have somebody to watch a TV show with, and maybe you should just get a roommate.
Jackson's just like, girl eats wings and Friends. I'm like, that's
yeah.
it. You need to know anything else. And then she comments,
she's like,
and Jackson,
I need a wife who will let me stare at Hooters girls' asses and boobs. Check.
Found it. That's it.
Yeah,
she ends with, in fact, the whole wedding felt very tacky to me. $100,000 poorly spent. Okay.
I think the reception was beautiful.
I think the decorations looked really nice. I think Brittany's dress was nice. I think the Hooters girls sucked.
Yeah, and, like, let's be honest, that venue costs the most. Because most of the time with venues like that, you have to pay for their food and their alcohol. That's where that money went.
Yeah, Versailles was not cheap.
No, and I'm sure, like, think, look how many people were there. Like, that looked like an expensive-ass wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, kept everybody there for, like, it seemed like 3 days. That's also, like, I think they paid for everybody's, in a sense, hotel there at the castle.
I don't know. It's nuts. I think there were good parts of this wedding, but there were a lot of bad parts.
Yeah, there's a lot they could have cut back on, and it wasn't even Carter coming to the wedding.
And then Chris comments, and he says, the beginning of the episode, Jack was winning me over a little bit, but by the end, I hated him again. I'm so happy that this wedding is over, though. The rest of the season looks really good. Here's hoping it'll get better. And I agree.
I agree.
I think the rest of the season, now that we're done with this fucking wedding, I think it's here. I think we're ready to start the season. Finally.
I swear to God. If Jax and Brittany make anything about them the rest of the season, I'm giving up on this show because I cannot.
You can't. We're stuck in it now. We've made this podcast.
I cannot. I'm, like, wondering how Jax is going to make the rest of this season about himself.
I guess we'll see. Probably his mom. It'll be his mom.
Oh, I was thinking he has to cheat on Brittany.
Ugh, can't wait. Faith? Is that you?
Faith, are you back?
Okay, ready for Accepted and Blocked?
Heck yes.
Do you want to go first?
Do first? Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. I'll do Accepted first.
Okay.
I'm going to accept Randall.
Oh, good choice, good choice.
He made me laugh. He made me swoon a little bit when he was giving Lala some support. He didn't get a lot of airtime. But it was, like, very refreshing from, like, everyone else and all their stupid drama to have Randall broing out with Bo naked in a bedroom together. It was super cute. Like, not knowing, like, Lala comes in and he's like, where am I supposed to be? It was really fun to watch. And then when Lala was very upset, Randall took the time, asked her if he was okay or if she was okay, reminded her that he loved her. And just truly supported her. I have really high hopes for this couple. And I think I need to say this because though it's not recorded like these podcasts, I have said bad things about Randall and Lala in the past. But they're really growing on me. So I want to give Randall a fun shout out.
I agree with all of that. And I kind of think it's best that he didn't come on until now because, Like, obviously, when everybody was calling, like, Lala a slut for, like, dating, in quotes, a married man, but, like, him and his wife were separated, like, I don't think we would have liked him if he was, like, on until now.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about it.
Okay, go. Accepted.
I am actually accepting Lance Bass because he was a killer, like, minister. He, like, crushed it. I loved every word he spoke up there. I thought it was really great. He did an awesome job. Like, I feel like stepping into that role would be really hard and a lot of pressure. Not only because there's so many people there you don't know, but, like, you're doing this for a television show, too. But then he was also, like, he looked super fun at the reception and was, like, really engaged with all the VPR cast. And then his killer dance moves at the after party with Tom Sandoval.
Love it. So into it.
The best. Oh, yeah.
I absolutely, Lance was my second choice.
Who would you block?
I feel like it's the same people that I go back and forth on every single time.
I agree.
I'm going to spare Jax this week because it was his wedding, and though he sucked, I'm just going to be like, he was just groomzilla-ing, it's fine. So I'm going to block Kristen.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, I'll go Kristen because I don't think I've blocked her in a while. Yeah, I was between her and Danica, and I think I'm going to go Kristen in the end. Because
I have all the same thoughts.
I think this argument with Carter was absolutely ridiculous. I think Kristen's just looking for, like, and I understand, I think she's just lonely, and I get that now because I've been trapped in my apartment by myself for 2 days. But I think it's just, she's just delusional at this point, and I do not want her in my life. I just want to block her on fucking everything. And
yeah,
that's what this is. This is, like, who do you not want around yourself or on your social media or anything? And that is Kristen to me. I think she's just toxic to everyone. So
I
even think Carter at this point.
I kind of feel bad for Carter in that fight because it's like, whoa, like, calm down. Like,
I was just telling you about your allergies.
Yeah, I was just telling you to take some meds. If you're complaining about your allergies, do something about it, honey.
Okay, who'd you block?
I have the same three in my mind of Jack, Kristen, and Danica, but I'm actually going to block Danica because, honey, you should not be giving anybody advice on their love life because, let's remember, did she punch or slap her Brett because he suggested a threesome? So, like, your love life clearly is not that stable. And then you have a freaking breathalyzer in your car. What are you doing with your life right now? Like, I think you just need to, like, take a step back, examine what's going on, and then maybe re-enter this show. But, like,
focus on yourself.
Dana, she's the worst. Like, Dana, do not listen to her. We love you and Max, and we want you together. Max, just think about it.
I know. I'm surprised that I really have Max's back right now.
I am too, but, like, I don't think he really did anything wrong. I think they just, like, wanted, like, it seems like people are stalking him so they can find something wrong when he's been pretty honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for Max and Dana, and I'm here for Dana as just a person, and I think Danica needs to go blow herself into another state or something. Jesus Christ, I hate her.
But, like, the way Max and Dana communicated, like, in that final conversation was very adult. It's crazy that they're some of the youngest cast members now because they handled it so well, in my opinion.
I know. Top dogs. Is that it? Is this the end?
This is crazy. This is the end.
Oh, my God. Everyone, be so safe during Corona. We will totally try to keep up with the podcast best we can.
Yes. Thank you for listening to our crazy Corona version of Vanderpump Rules, but
it's a little long, but, like, this is the first human interaction I've really had all day, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We need this as much as everybody else.
I need this.
Something to distract us.
Okay, well, bye, guys. Stay safe.
Thanks.